WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHBO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:26. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. We have in studio today, we have Don and Alan and with the Sparta Rotary. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for having us today.
It's a nice morning to be out anyway.
Get that down where I can talk. Okay.
There we go.
Want to be able to hear you.
Yeah, but, I'll start off a little bit. Okay. You know, Rotary's been around in Sparta for a long time. In fact, we've been around here since 1925. I guess that'll be about
long time.
94 years.
94 years. Coming up on 100.
Yeah. We've tried for all these years to be a good neighbor and do things for the community. And I thought I might review a little bit of the things that we have done before we talk about some of the things that will be taking place. And over that period of time, I know I moved down here in 1984, and not too long after that, we put up the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's been probably at least 25 years, because I had put a new roof on it last year, and I remember roofing it the first time. That gets a lot of use for reunions and birthday parties and anniversaries. And then the next thing I think we put up out at the park was a gazebo. I know there have been a lot of local people have been married in that thing, and it's nice just to go out there and sit around. And then the last year we replaced the footbridge out there, and we need to get back to that one and get a preservative coat on it. We put some benches in town where you can sit down and rest a little bit.
I see lots of people out there walking and just relaxing. Yeah.
You'd be surprised the number of people that take their lunch out there and eat lunch around the lake, and weddings at the pavilion, and then reception underneath, or excuse me, wedding at the gazebo, and then reception right underneath at the pavilion. So
it's been good for the community. Some of the other things we've done, I know we've planted trees out in the other city park. We put up new basketball goals there a few years ago. There's a handicap swing. So those are some of the larger things that we've done over a period of time. And then a lot of things we do, I wouldn't say on an annual basis, but repeatedly. We've helped Jeanette Wilson in her program for the kids out there on Impact on many occasions. We've helped at the Pregnancy Center with the food pantry. We provide her trophies at the Midwinter Classics. And we're one of the sponsors for the post-prom party. And something that's kind of nice, we hand out dictionaries to every third grade student in the Sparta School District and the Steelville School District. That includes the parochial schools too. And it's a custom-made dictionary that also has in it the Constitution and things in the back. And place for the kids to sign their own name in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think it's the first time they've had a book that was really their own, and they really enjoy that.
I'll tell you, especially in this day and age, because everyone Googles everything, you know, but it's there's still something about having a book in your hand that you can actually turn pages and look something up.
And the folks that go out and present them, the Rotarians, they kind of go through and here's how you use this, and here's the Constitution, and what does that mean? So it's a nice thing. Mm-hmm. And then probably one of the biggest things that we do locally here is all the scholarships we sponsor. And we have the Strive program at the high school.
Yeah, we give away scholarships through Strive. We also sponsored last year a scholarship night where all organizations that are giving away scholarships at the high school were able to set up booths. Mm-hmm. Junior and senior students with their parents were able to come in, hear some good information be put out, and then go talk to those scholarships to find out what they need to try to gain access to them.
There's scholarships that go unused every year, so our attempt was try to get the students and the parents to guide them. You need to do this and this and this at this point in time, and we hope it helped.
Yeah, and you know, talking to kids about other options other than a four-year college, talk about the technical programs that are available, and just let them build their own future. Let them let them think about where they see themselves down the road and know that they have opportunities and how to take advantage of them.
Right.
And the Strive program has really worked on that. We bring in, during the school year, a mentor each month. And some of them are something that would go to college to prepare for. Some of them aren't. Military, nursing, teaching. And then technical schools like welding and automotive. That's been a really good program, and I think last year was our 13th year consecutively doing that at the high school. And we appreciate the high school's cooperation.
We average anywhere from 25 to 45 students a year that participate in that program. Almost every student to the individual increases their grade point average during that senior year. And I'm going to say everyone, but a large majority leave with a focus that they didn't have the year before, and it's awful good to see that.
So get, I think this last year, all but two of them, time of graduation, knew exactly what their plan was. Either it was military or technical school or nursing or cosmetology or quite a variety.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more. We're talking with the Sparta Rotary today here on The People Speak. We'll be right back. 9:38, welcome back to The People Speak. This is Jeff, and again, we're talking with Don and Alan today from the Sparta Rotary, and we were talking about a lot of the things the Rotary does. This all takes money to do.
Takes money and hard work. We've been blessed within Rotary to have a lot of hard workers over the last 94 years, but it also takes the support of the community, which is another thing we've been blessed to have over the years, and we appreciate the support that the community gives us. We've got a few events on the calendar here coming up that we're putting on that we'd like some support on. This Sunday, August 4th, from 10:30 to 1 o'clock, Sparta is sponsoring a pork steak dinner. It's a carryout, going to be out at Northtown Plaza. You come up, you get a pork steak dinner, great cooked out on an open grill pork steak with baked beans, coleslaw, and you get your container and take it right home and eat it, or take it out to Rotary Park and eat it, or wherever you want. Cost of the meals are $10. The proceeds, all 100%, plus most of the stuff is donated, but all of the proceeds are going to support some of these activities for the community we're talking about. So that's this coming Sunday at 10:30 to 1. We're hoping to catch everybody as they come out of church, grab a meal to take home, save mom from having to slave over the stove, or dad from slaving over the grill himself.
Yeah, you read that menu there. I'm hungry already.
We've got some pretty good grillers. So pork steak, baked beans, coleslaw, and then we're also going to have soda and water for sale there too. That's going on next Sunday. Then also August 16th, we have a really unique event called Swim In Movie. All of us in our age group went to drive-in movies, which don't exist anymore. This is a swim-in movie over at the Sparta Public Pool. Going to show the movie Hoot. Opens up at 5 o'clock. It's $5 entry per person. Food's going to be there. The concession stand's going to be open. The movie will start right at dark so the kids can enjoy. There's some certain games set up. There's also a contest for parents that want to come, or kids, whoever has the best Hawaiian shirt, they're going to give away a prize. But then there'll be games and different things going on in the pool, glow sticks in the pool, kids diving for those, right. And then the movie, so they can enjoy it from your lounger or from the water and watch the movie. We ran it last year. Was the first year. It was a great time. We had pretty good attendance. We want to get the word out. Good way to kind of end the summer. Have summer and pool season. True. We're lucky in Sparta to have a great pool. It's well run and it's a great facility. So we hope to see a lot of people come out for that. Additionally, the following week is the blue-white night at the high school. Last year we started a program where we did a basic, we don't have a name for it, but call it Feed the Kids. Mm-hmm. We set up a stand. Local merchants are really great about providing some donations. And it's free, but we feed the football team, all the fall sports teams and the band and cheerleaders, flag girls, just all the kids that are participating in fall activities at the close of the game. So they can come and get them a hot dog and a hamburger and some chips at the end of that game. So that's taking place the next week. So those are, we got a pretty busy next, pretty busy month of August. Like, and then to jump way forward, the end of September is 29th, Rotary sponsoring a shooting event out, a Sporting Clays event, out at the World Shooting Complex. I don't have a whole lot of details right here for it, but if anybody's interested in a shooting team, mm-hmm. Just get with one of the Rotarians here in town, put a team in, a four-person team, or if you're only a single person and you want to be put on a team, we'll put you together with some people, and be a meal along with that, and then a lot of good fellowship with that. So we got a lot going on the next month and a half with Rotary, and appreciate the community's support with it.
Right. I mean, that says a lot about the Rotary, too, that you have the dedication and the drive to get all this done. I mean, that takes a lot of time, a lot of work.
I guess the member that we have that's been in the longest is Charlie Wellman. Yeah. And he's got in, I think I'm correct here, over 60 years as a Sparta Rotarian. And then we've got some people down there, Jeff, that weren't born when he became a Rotarian.
Yeah.
And we need more of them.
Uh-huh.
So while we're talking, I might put in a plug that any of you folks that haven't attended a bunch of the meetings recently, we could use your Saturday. So contact
Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Sunday. So if you can give us a call, why come back out and put on your apron and help us out a little.
Yep. And additionally, anyone out there in the community that has an interest in Rotary and wants to find out more about the organization, just grab one of us. You know, you see us wearing a shirt. Our meetings are, we meet every Tuesday at Southside Ribs in the back room there, Tuesday for a lunch meeting. So if you want to be a visitor, come by.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Another break here. Let's go ahead and grab that, and we'll come back and talk some more with the Sparta Rotary here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. It is 9:51. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, talking with Alan and Don from the Sparta Rotary. Some events. One coming up this weekend, we mentioned.
Rotary Pork Steak Dinner, 10:30 mm-hmm. to 1 on Sunday out at Northtown Center, Northtown Plaza. We'll be set up out there, big signs. Come by and grab you a pork steak dinner to take home.
Don't need to worry about Sunday dinner.
Right. Mom can have a day off.
Right. And, you know, there's something else that's happened just recently that we talk about. Steelville now has a Rotary Club. And our Sparta Club is the one that sponsored them. They have over 30 members. And I guess at the same time I'm saying that we'd like to welcome them up to our thing on Sunday. And if they want to come up and get a little real experience, we would even welcome some help.
We'll even share some grill time with them.
Yeah, real grill time.
But they've jumped in. They've jumped in with both feet and doing great things in the community down there. And I think that the ceiling's unlimited on that. Mm-hmm. Very lucky to have that. Another club in Randolph County. It's within Randolph County, you have four very active clubs that all do a lot and different activities for the people of the community and the international side of Rotary. We've talked about what we do around here, but then there's another side that people don't see. Your Rotary here in Sparta has done everything from teach people to grow soybeans in remote areas of Africa, to putting in shallow and deep bore wells for people that don't have water. That's directly done by this club and the community of Rotarians in this district. We also have done shoe drives that sent shoes to people in the world that don't have shoes, which is something we don't think about, but prevents infections. Mm. Okay. We have one member's wife that I bet's given 50,000 polio vaccines in her life. it's just for kids overseas. So there's a lot of aspects. It takes a lot of people. Don here was talking on break about I'm getting a little older. Need to slow down a little bit, which he won't. But we're always needing new people to come in and help carry the torch forward. So if anyone out there, like I said, is interested in learning about Rotary, thinks it's something that might be something they want to sink their teeth in and be involved with, we'd love to meet you and get to know you and see if we can make that happen.
Either here or at Steelville.
Yeah, here, Steelville. To be honest, if you're over in Chester or Redbud, we can connect you with the people, or Murfreesboro, wherever you are, we can help you find a Rotary Club that's good for you.
I guess our motto is kind of, we do good in the world.
Yeah.
And locally. Locally more than
yeah, our little world here in Sparta, to include this big world that God's given all of us. Okay. So I think that's kind of where we are with your Sparta Rotary, and thanks for your time today helping us out, getting the word out. Would love to see a lot of you on Sunday, and then a lot of kids and parents out on the 16th for the swim in movie,
and then the blue and white.
Yeah, and the blue and white night, yes.
Full, yeah. Basically a month coming up here.
Yeah,
it's going to be a busy month. I think the biggest difference between the Steelville Club and the Sparta Club is probably about 20 years in age.
Right. Our average age in the Sparta Rotary has dropped quite a bit. We've picked up the last couple of years some young members that's helped. But I think a few years ago we was at a point where I think I'm old, and I looked around, and I was 15 years younger than anybody else in the room. So, but we've picked up some great, our president right now, Justin Jeffers, is our president, secretary treasurer. We've got some young blood that's really bringing new life, and that's a good thing.
Right. It is. So,
all right, Alan, Don, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And if anyone has interest, why, they can give us a call, and we'll be glad to share more information with them. And again, Jeff, thank you, Jeff.
All right, fantastic. And we'll, like I said, we'll post this on our Facebook page, and we'll remind people of it too up until then. So we'll talk to you again another time and find out some more things going on.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, you too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.